Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff, and Mike and Kim along with you. Glad that you're listening to your local radio station. Be sure to let them know how much you appreciate them. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is welcoming you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine and surrounding areas. We got Centennial Hall and the Cherry County Historical Society Museums. We got the Arthur Bowery and Sandhills Ranch and Museum over in western Cherry County as well. A lot of local history. Find out about Doc Middleton and others from this area. Google Doc Middleton. See what you come up with. Interesting character. But anyway, you can find out more at visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They're not a flashy, full-color magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online, tsln.com.
You know, if you happen to have a story about wallets and pocketbooks, I think you should share it today.
Oh, you do? Well, I just happen to have one.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards, baby pictures, and green stamps. You haven't been in your wallet.
Yeah. Green stamps.
You haven't been in your wallet for a while if you've got green stamps in there. You usually find a little dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all of these IOUs are owed to one person, and I feel kind of like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, are you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance, or lying awake nights listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in way too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services such as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and four big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of this small boy's pants to try to make sure that he leads a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of a childhood, and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services such as bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like don't scratch that or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably the most important of all, be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment that kept a household going during some pretty rough times, for wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays, and for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she will mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
All right. Well, that's kind of, you got the author on that? Do we know who
I
the
do
author
not.
Is?
It's reminiscent of, there's a song that's like it.
IOU.
There's,
Melba Montgomery, I think,
yes,
did a song called IOU.
Yeah. So I don't know if this came before that, this inspired that, this was a result of it. Not sure if they're connected.
Well, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, by all means, all you have to do is get an email out, if you still do emails, and you can send that out into cyberspace at kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to great radio stations out there like KDLO-FM in Watertown, South Dakota. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.